Beyond marketing hype, four key reasons to take supplements. The dietary supplement market is booming and probably won't be slowing down anytime soon. Whether it's to fill nutritional gaps in our diets or to manage a particular health issue, Americans continue to load up on pills, powders, liquids, gummies, and bars, hoping for better health. This escalating interest has resulted in the industry's exponential growth, to more than 90,000 products in 2019 from an estimated 4,000 in 1994. According to 2022 data, the Council for Responsible Nutrition reported that nearly 75% of Americans regularly use dietary supplements. A market analysis from Grand View Research projected that the global nutritional supplement market of $177.5 billion in 2023 will grow at a compound annual growth rate of 9% through 2030. With a shift toward self-directed care, consumers have become more focused on preventive health care and are opting for more nutraceuticals over prescription drugs. While much of this growth will come from established categories, a large percentage is expected to be from entirely new product lines. With the overwhelming sea of options, with each item promising a unique health benefit, it can be difficult to know where the truth lies between savvy marketing and proven health benefits. Our goal for this series is to provide common sense guidance to help you navigate the options and confidently decide what's right for you. What's driving the demand? The 2023 CRN Consumer Survey on Dietary Supplements shows that most people use supplements to fill nutritional gaps, support a healthy lifestyle, and optimize their overall health. Dietary supplements have become a non-negotiable component of so many Americans' health habits, and this year's survey data illustrates a consumer who recognizes that dietary supplements are vital to living the life they want to live, said CRN President and CEO Steve Mister. Escalating chronic disease rates may be driven in part by poor nutrition resulting from changes in farming and food production practices throughout the past several decades, according to research by Rodale Institute, a nonprofit organization promoting more natural and responsible ways of modern farming. Poor nutrition. The U.S. Centers for Disease and Prevention reports that 6 in 10 Americans have a chronic disease and 4 in 10 have 2 or more. Chronic disease is the leading cause of death and disability in the United States, with an annual health care cost of $4.1 trillion. Poor nutrition is considered a critical lifestyle risk. A key driver of the nation's poor nutrition is the standard American diet, which consists of high-calorie processed foods, inadequate consumption of nutrient-dense vegetables and fruits, and excessive intake of chemical additives. Lack of micronutrients. A significant dietary problem today is a lack of micronutrients despite adequate and even excessive caloric intake. Some call it hidden hunger because the food grown today using current farming practices doesn't contain adequate vitamins, minerals, and protein needed to prevent chronic disease. Most of the items sold in a grocery store you couldn't make in your kitchen, chiropractic doctor and nutritional consultant Natalie Matt told the Epoch Times. I call it fake food because real foods don't have preservatives to make them last longer. Historical changes in the agricultural industry have resulted in a significant decline in nutrition, which may explain why so many people are trying to add more vitamins and minerals to their diets. Mass food production. In the late 19th century, U.S. culture and farming technologies began to change drastically. Americans were turning to convenience foods instead of home-cooked meals, and farming shifted away from small operations aimed at feeding families and communities to consolidating and maximizing the yield from a few crops for storage and export. Leading up to World War II, the Haber-Bosch process, a method of generating nitrogen fertilizer by synthesizing ammonia and nitrogen, was used to create munitions. Their large production led to surpluses that were diverted from ammunition and explosives to agriculture. This significantly boosted food production while massively increasing the use of chemicals in farming. By the 1960s, the Green Revolution had begun, bringing new varieties of high-yielding crops that worked best with agricultural chemicals. Food production exploded, and new machinery increased the modernization and mechanization of agriculture. Loss of farming diversity. The modernization and mechanization of agriculture also accelerated the loss of diversity of American farms. It became a common practice to no longer raise livestock on the same farms where crops were grown. Without animal manure to provide nutrients to crops, synthetic fertilizer was needed. Today, most farms grow crops or raise livestock, not both. Only a small percentage produce more than four crops. When a farmer grows only a single crop year after year, more chemicals are required to keep the soil fertile. The result is a specialization in a few commodities destined for the production of processed food, animal feed, and ethanol, and it's all dependent on synthetic fertilizers, herbicides, and insecticides that sink into the soil, transferring into the food we eat. Ms. Matt encourages her patients to develop relationships with local farmers. Ask them questions about their farming philosophies. Because of the various farming styles, some need less pesticides and fertilizers than others. For key reasons to supplement. Many people are turning back to nature to find solutions to treat ailments without relying on pharmaceuticals and industry that has managed to shackle our health to their multi-billion dollar empire. Yet drugs have often failed to address the underlying causes of disease by simply suppressing our symptoms. You should always look for the root cause of your symptoms and listen to your body, Ms. Matt said. According to Professor Emeritus Steve Cheney from the University of North Carolina School of Medicine, responsible supplementation is integral to a holistic health approach. As the author of Slaying the Supplement Myths, The Truth Behind the Hype, Dr. Cheney told the Epoch Times that those who fall into one of the following four categories would benefit the most from dietary supplement use. 1. Poor diet. Today's standard American diet lacks calcium, magnesium, and vitamins A, D, E, and C. Taking a multivitamin may help with some of these deficiencies, although calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D may need further supplementation. Further, specialized diets such as vegan, paleo, and keto create specific nutritional deficiencies that may require supplementation. 2. Increased need. Various life stages, certain medications, and lifestyle habits can significantly affect the body's nutritional requirements. For instance, obstetricians often recommend that pregnant or lactating women supplement their diet with folic acid, iron, vitamin D, and other vital vitamins and minerals. Those advancing in age often require more protein, calcium, vitamin D, and vitamin B12. Loop diuretic medications used to treat fluid overload conditions increase urination, which can deplete potassium and magnesium, two essential electrolytes for healthy heart function. Chronic and excessive alcohol intake exhausts the body's supply of essential nutrients such as thiamine, folic acid, and vitamin B6. 3. Genetic predisposition. In his book, Dr. Cheney explains how genetic factors affect nutritional needs, a concept known as nutrigenomics. Although it is an emerging science requiring more investigation and information, existing studies show that some people are more at risk than others for nutritional deficiencies because of their genetic makeup. 4. Disease. Chronic disease, surgery, and trauma require one to optimize his or her nutritional status. Additionally, populations at risk for disease can benefit from supplementation. Dr. Cheney states in his book, supplementation may reduce disease risk in people at high risk for disease, especially if their diet is inadequate. To determine the need for supplementation, Dr. Cheney created a Venn diagram showing the similarities and differences between categories. The more overlapping circles you have, the more likely you are to benefit from supplementation, he said. Choosing quality supplements. Choosing supplements can be difficult for consumers, and thorough research into the product is necessary to ensure quality. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration only regulates dietary supplements as food, not drugs, and considers them a product to supplement the diet. Unlike drugs that must be proven safe and effective before marketing, supplements only need their manufacturer's verification for identity, purity, strength, and composition, according to the FDA's current Good Manufacturing Practice regulations. The FDA doesn't require a standardization process to ensure batch-to-batch consistency of the products and identify specific chemicals or markers that qualify for product consistency or product control. Dr. Cheney pointed out that quality control tests are expensive, and many supplement companies don't bother with them and will put a product on the shelves anyway. Although quality issues have resulted in lawsuits and trouble with the FDA, this is still a serious problem in the industry. Finding quality supplements takes asking tough questions, said Dr. Cheney, including asking how many quality control tests they run and what kinds of tests they run. Knowing the number of tests is essential since the industry standard is to test for about 105 pesticides. However, the best companies use pesticide analytical manual screening, which is more expensive but screens for 325 pesticides. When asking a company how often it runs quality controls, Dr. Cheney said the numbers should run into the tens of thousands each year. He suggests asking the following questions about the analytic methods used. Does the company perform DNA testing for the authenticity of the raw ingredients and non-GMO claims? Does it use high-performance liquid chromatography/mass spectrometry testing? This analytic method identifies and quantifies the final product's chemical composition and ensures it contains the correct amount of active ingredients without contaminants. Many companies forego this test because of cost. Does it use inductively coupled plasma/mass spectrometry testing, a highly sensitive elemental testing technique to detect heavy metal contamination? This test costs supplement companies even more than HPLC/MS testing, and it is rarely used. Does it test for microbial contamination? If the product doesn't meet specifications, what does the company do with it? Exercise common sense. If you're taking prescription medications, it's essential to talk to your doctor before starting a supplement program to avoid interactions. For instance, vitamin K increases blood clotting, which could cause an unwanted reaction if you're taking a blood thinner. Another supplement, St. John's Wort, speeds up the breakdown of some medications and reduces their effectiveness. Sometimes, adjusting when you take a supplement is all that's needed to avoid interactions. The bottom line. Dr. Cheney's bottom line recommendations include the following. Ignore the hype. Be wary of promises like effortless weight loss. Don't fall for glowing testimonials without good scientific support. The placebo effect can be as high as 50%. Ignore the negative myths. There is no convincing evidence that supplements don't work or may harm you. Your doctors aren't trained as scientists. They don't have time to analyze the scientific literature thoroughly. When giving nutritional advice, they often merely repeat the urban nutrition myths they've heard. Since most of us don't have perfect diets, supplements can help fill the gaps. Most experts would agree with this general premise. A holistic approach to supplementation is always best. Look for supplements that mimic the balance found in whole foods. The most substantial evidence of the beneficial effects of supplementation is seen in those with a nutrient deficiency, increased needs, a genetic predisposition, and those at a higher risk of disease. Many people are unaware when they are at high risk for disease. For example, the first symptom of heart disease can be sudden death. One day, we may be able to predict an individual's nutritional needs based on their genetics. However, we are not there yet. If someone tries to tell you otherwise, they will probably lie about other things as well. Finally, claims that supplementation is useless or harmful are no more tenable than claims that supplementation offers magic cures. Both are myths and should be disregarded. Since we're bombarded with unprecedented marketing hype, it's essential to maintain a healthy skepticism, especially when it comes to supplements promising a magic bullet. No one wants to waste money on a supplement that doesn't work or worse, one that may do more harm than good.